This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
Angel.
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
Browns guard Joel Bitonio, here's some audio that I think we're going to want to listen to. He shared a formula today on what makes a good O-line coach.
You know, the O-line coach needs to be a for like return. You need that, you know, and it kind of rubs off on the guys. And he's been great. I think he's developing the young guys, trying to get them work. And he's like, oh, you could play for 4 more years. And I was like, all right, we're talking a little crazy now, but so far, so good.
Grade the take that O-line coaches need to be bleeps.
So wait, this is just a shot at last year's O-line coach, right?
I think a lot of people heard that.
That's all this is.
So is Andy Dickerson too nice?
Well, he did have the Bob Ross hair that I continue to go back to and always will anytime he ever gets mentioned, because it's a ridiculous thing as an adult to have. But you don't have that and be an awful human. You don't copy Bob Ross and be a bad person.
So that's just weird.
Didn't something happen with him and Mac in Indy or something? Wasn't he like a... Didn't something happen, or did you just see him crossing the street and said hi?
No, we Spencer and I ran into him at one of the bars out there.
And was he a gentleman? Was he nice?
Yeah, he was fine.
That's
it was
the problem.
Just kind of bumping into him and just kind of moving along.
He was fine.
Ooh, maybe wow. Maybe he was the jerk that we thought that Joe Bitonio
nice.
Needed.
Mac, when Mac says somebody's fine, that means
maybe he was the jerk that we needed the whole time.
Yeah, or maybe he's just the jerk to media nerds on the street.
I mean, I guess you can also be a jerk and, you know, bad at your job too. That does exist.
I was gonna say, I knew an offensive line coach in high school that was just a jerk and didn't know what the hell he was talking about.
Yeah, I feel like that could be a thing.
And he's why I quit football. So, there's that.
Omaha!
You can share his name if you want.
Yeah, bleep Coach Williams.
Yeah, you suck,
Real
Coach Williams.
Real ones know out there.
You suck, Coach Williams.
He was built like an Oompa Loompa and couldn't coach his way out of a paper bag. I'm not mad
That's
about
right.
it, though.
No.
21 years later.
No, it just kind of happens. You just ruined your chance of getting to the pros, though. That's all I saw.
Those dreams had to die sometime.
Who knows? Odell Beckham Jr. on CBS Sports revealed that he never, ever wanted to leave the New York Giants.
The New York Giants. Like, I never, ever wanted to leave the New York Giants. The reason you heard me talking about what was going on is because I was pissed, because where I come from in college, if we lost one game, our season was over. This was an organization I got drafted to. They believed in me. So if the Giants went and won a Super Bowl, I would be happy. But deep down inside,
you're like,
I wanted to be the one.
You wanted the one to bring one.
No question. So it's definitely, you'll always hold that. But then, you know, someone like me, I went to the LA Rams, won a Super Bowl. You know what I mean? But like, you just want that.
He just bypasses his whole trip to Cleveland first. He's like, I went to the Rams, I won a Super Bowl, everything's great.
All right, this might be a hot take. If I could go back in history and undo one move in the last 10 years, it might be trading for that guy. I think he's just full of crap. And I'm sorry. I think he's full of crap in half the things he says, at the very least. And he was the most overrated player in NFL history. Still is. If he ends up in the Hall of Fame, it'll be a travesty.
He's not going to end up on the Hall of Famer.
I can't discount it because people still talk about him like he was something.
His first three years in the league were probably the finest 3 years of receivers ever had to open up their career in the NFL. And then it just went downhill every single season after that.
Just vexes me. The Royals calling up number one prospect Jack Caglione from AAA. He was the number six pick in last year's draft. Spent 2 weeks at AAA, slashed 322, 15 home runs in 38 games at AA and AAA this year. Meanwhile, Travis Bezzana has struggled this year to hit for average and is injured. Is it too early to worry that the Guardians chose the wrong guy given Bezzana struggles and injury?
Way too early. Cags, as they call him, though, for the people
such
that just
a great
can't.
Nickname.
I mean, it looks smooth. It seems smooth. Also, have you seen interviews with this kid, too? He seems awesome.
So,
like, by all, he just seems like awesome. He's going to get along with Bobby Witt. Fantastic. I'm very jealous of the Bobby Witt Cags tandem that the Royals now are going to have.
So here's the problem. Cags has done nothing but hit, which is why he's in the bigs. Nick Kurtz, who was a top three pick, I think he went third to Oakland, to the A's. He's already in the big leagues after destroying minor league pitching. Chase Burns, who went number two to the Reds, is lights out at AA. Charlie Condon, who admittedly is only at high A, has hit 300 at both levels of A ball this year, probably destined for AA in the second half of the season. Everybody else that has played so far that was taken in the top 10 has been lights out. J.J. Weatherholt, another Guardians atypical player, is hitting like 300 with ridiculous on-base percentage in St. Louis. The only guy that hasn't done what he's supposed to at minor league levels, not hit for average, that's why Travis is here. Strong contact is Travis Bezzana.
It's just way too early.
It would just be the most Guardians thing, and I don't mean this in a negative way, but it's going to come out that way because that's how I talk. It'd be the most Guardians thing to take the most Guardians player ever, and he turned into a nobody. Like, because the Guardians have a type, right? It's about contact. It's about you'll find power elsewhere. And then most often, they don't. They're Tyler Naquin, who found little power in the bigs. But it's that kind of guy that I'm a little frustrated. I'm not panicking. I'm a little frustrated.
Omaha!
Pascal Siakam won the Eastern Conference Finals Award as the Pacers advanced to the NBA Finals. Did Tyrese Haliburton get snubbed? That was the chatter after this was, how is Haliburton supposed to be the star on that team, the everything on that team? And then kind of similar to what happened last year when Brown won the Finals MVP over Tatum and then won the NBA Finals MVP as well, the chatter just kind of continued. But what's interesting is that it didn't feel like the series that Siakam straight up dominated Haliburton over. It's just Haliburton had one really lousy game. It showed, and then it felt like he lost the award because of that.
Yeah, it felt punitive. I don't know.
It did
it
feel
was
punitive.
Weird.
It did.
Because, again, Pascal disappeared at some really important moments
in
this.
Pascal's numbers overall were really good in the series. I think he averaged like 25 or something like that with some obviously a bunch of boards and everything else attached to it. But it felt like Tyrese was getting intentionally punished for just disappearing in one of the games.
Now, that said, the Pacers have, I mean, the beauty of what they do is that you could give that to a fair amount of players on their roster.
Now, did you see the video at all? I don't know if you saw the video. If not, I want you to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Look it up, because in the moment it looks like Halliburton thinks that they're about to announce his name, and he takes like a step forward as if to be like, I'm about to accept this award, and then obviously it doesn't go to him. That's a tough look.
I think he'll take the NBA Finals MVP, though.
Yeah, he's got to win it.
And by the way, kudos.
Vegas doesn't have that as the likely outcome right now.
So
they've been wrong about the Pacers every stretch of the way.
You can have your thoughts on this Pacers team. That crowd, as that game went final, that was awesome. That was like a legit, I can be happy for another NBA town who's made, this is their second NBA Finals in the history of the franchise, the first in over two decades. That was really cool last night. I can give them their flowers on that. Inside the NBA had their last telecast with TNT, which included a teary sign-off from Ernie Johnson. The show will be licensed to ESPN going forward, and Shaq had a message for their new network.
It's been a great run, been an honor. I'm glad we're sticking together. And like I said, even though the name changes, the engine is still the same. And to that new network we come into, we're not coming to F around. And since it's the last show, I'm going to say it. We're not coming to F around. We kicking ass, we taking names, and we taking over. Let me see that number one sign for the number one show ever on TV. And we come over to take over that next network, too.
All right, that's a hell of a promo.
I know Shaq's your guy. I got bothered by Shaq in that final, like, seven-minute stretch.
Why?
Ernie has this awesome send-off.
Which, by the way, nobody's dying. The show will remain as is, just on a new network, just
but
while
Ernie's got this awesome send-off, and he's getting very emotional, and then you can see Barkley's getting emotional because Ernie's getting emotional, and it's a whole everything. And then Shaq interrupts and does this whole, like, guys, mic drop, and then like puts his mic out, and you can tell Barkley didn't do it for a reason. And he like puts his mic out and does this mic drop moment that just completely shattered the whole entire thing for me. It was a ridiculous, unnecessary movement at the end there by Shaq. He tried making it about himself, and in many ways it is.
Wait,
but in many ways it isn't.
Yeah, it's new for Shaq.
I know.
Will ESPN leave inside the NBA alone?
So I saw an interview with Barkley today, and Barkley was saying they're not going to be on there nearly as much as people think. And they did like a test pilot run to do like an inside the NBA show on TNT, because their contract's actually through TNT.
Yeah.
And so they did like a test run of this pilot show where basically they talk for like an hour and a half while another game is going on. And Barkley was like, this is the dumbest thing they've ever had me do. This is stupid. They wisened up at the end. I don't think it's going to happen. But there's going to be a lot of things that happen away from ESPN. And the ESPN part isn't nearly as big as people think.
Let's just be clear. The NBA coverage by ESPN is awful. Stephen A. shouldn't be there. Stephen A.'s great at what he does. He doesn't fit that style of show. Bob Myers is a nothing burger. God bless. Very knowledgeable, but not a personality. The best personality they had on panel was Richard Jefferson, who then they threw into the booth, and that didn't
work.
But
half the time, they just throw like Wilbon out there to go ahead and just kind of be like, what happened with the box score?
And then he'll just tell you stories about Magic Irvin Johnson. They're going to ruin this. Let's just all be clear, because that's what they do.
I don't think so, because it's run through the TNT people. So I think it'll be fine.
I hope you're right, but anything that network didn't come up with, they find a way to flush down the toilet. They did it with Katie Nolan's career. They've done it with plenty other things where the show moves over there or a talent moves over there, and then that's not how we do things at ESPN. I really hope you're right, man.
I think they know.
Such a fear that they're going to screw this up.
They know. Charles will just walk away if they start trying to micromanage and do things.
He's got no problem walking away. That might be the goal. That might be the goal.
Might be a dumb goal.
You and I agree on that.
I mean, all right, you're big into sports video game covers. Did you see that Madden has announced Saquon Barkley as the new cover for this year?
I did. He got the leap.
He got the perfect 99 Madden rating. In the Madden world, is the curse, does that still exist, or is that gone for a while now?
I don't think it's existed for a while. Max shaking his head.
It exists for running backs. The most that running backs have played in the following season is 10 games. And Christian McCaffrey was last year, and he only played 4.
All right. In fairness, Saquon was an old-ass running back.
Saquon doesn't want that.
Saquon is 28. You know what? It does now. I was going to say no, but now that knowing that he's an old-ass running back, like, it might not be the Madden curse. He might just be old.
You're predicting a Saquon fall off because of the Madden curse?
No, I'm doing it because he's 28.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it is a cool cover. I'll give him that.
Yeah, it was fine.
You don't think it was cool?
It's fine.
You wipe? Nope. I think you knew where I was going.
No idea.
But, okay, what would be better? Mr. Graphic Designer?
I don't know. It's fine. I saw too much of the behind-the-scenes stuff where he's doing like this actual flying and everything. Anytime you see the behind-the-scenes of how they make any sort of art or anything, it always just it pours cold water on it. It just does. Spoken like a true creative right there is what that is. You don't want to know how the sausage is made.
I have no idea where we're going out of this one. Greg Swartz of the Bleacher Report. There is a big write-up on a way to shake up your Cleveland Cavaliers. Might be the most creative way to do so. We'll ask Greg about it in 5 minutes right here on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.